Hi, turning the clock back on December 17, the day in 1903 when Orville and Wilbur Wright made their first flight. It lasted 12 seconds and reached a height of 12 feet.
The Wrights had developed a lightweight 25 horsepower engine, which provided a much higher power to weight ratio than anything that had gone before.
It was on this day in 1989 that The Simpsons' first full episode went to air, 2 years after they started on The Tracey Ullman Show. It was the Christmas special, Simpsons Roasting on an Open Fire.
Maggie is walking by herself. Lisa got straight A's. And Bart, well, we love Bart.
Special birthday to start us off, the current Pope, Pope Francis, is 84.
Many of the diplomatic, cultural, economic and political initiatives of the United Nations.
From Pope Francis to Bad Company. Lead singer Paul Rogers is 71. He started with Free and sung on their hit All Right Now before joining Bad Company. More recently, he's toured with Queen.
I can't get enough of your love.
Actor Bill Pullman turns 67. He's in the movies While You Were Sleeping and Independence Day.
Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom.
One third of the all-girl pop group Bananarama, Sarah Darlan, celebrates her 59th birthday.
I'm your Venus, I'm your fire, your desire.
Magnificent magician, this guy's amazing. Dynamo is 38.
I'm going to go meet David Copperfield and hang out. I'm always trying to think of something new I can go and show him to try and blow his mind. The ultimate thing as a magician.
And a couple of AFL birthdays a decade apart. Nathan Brown, Collingwood and St Kilda great, turns 32.
Brown, and again he wins hands down.
And Jack Silvani, third generation Carlton player, is 23 today.
The gift to Silvani, this time Jack, this time, yes!
And Kerry Packer was born on this day in 1937. At the time of his death in 2005 at the age of 68, he was the richest man in Australia and one of the most influential and powerful men in the country.
The only thing I'm saying to you is there's no way with any honour at all that he could do anything but remain silent.
Remembering Kerry Packer on December 17.